This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The city of Ouray has fired its police chief. A letter from the city detailed numerous concerns, including comments the chief made calling the Black Lives Matter movement a terrorist organization and a lewd window decal displayed on the back window of the chief's Ford F-150 pickup truck. Jeffrey Wood has been on paid administrative leave for months after his stepson was alleged to have sexually assaulted a girl in the chief's home. The primary election is tomorrow, and even with three open congressional seats, voter turnout has been fairly low so far. Many candidates for Congress and the State House were out knocking on doors this past weekend asking voters to turn in their ballots. Nick, a GOP voter from Castle Rock, says he will support a Republican for Congress in the general election. But for the primary, so far, only one of the six candidates has shown up at his door, Deborah Flora.
The fact that she's out here meeting people and introducing herself stands out a lot among other Republicans, because I don't know any other. I like that.
As of Friday, just over 500,000 voters had turned in their ballots out of three and a half eligible voters. Polls closed Tuesday at 7. Denver's Pride Festival was interrupted yesterday by protesters outraged by the war in Gaza. Around 200 pro-Palestinian demonstrators delayed the Pride parade and later interrupted programming on the main stage. Organizers said they were hearkening back to Pride's origins as a protest movement. This is CPR News. Stay with us. It's 4:06.